Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode. So grateful to be here with you all. So appreciative to have this experience. We're going to explore some questions today. We're going to share a little bit of meditation insight from a video by Kyle Cease, actually, who I don't believe I've ever shared a video. He's an awesome guy. I'd love to have him on the show sometime. Have to make that one happen. But before we jump into today's topics, I would like to take a moment and read a couple reviews on iTunes. You guys know I love getting my reviews on iTunes. They help to complete the circle of love that I'm putting out to the world. They fuel my fire to continue, keep on keeping on, and of course help us to reach new people. So if you haven't reviewed on iTunes, please take a moment to do so. If not, that's okay too. But like I said, it definitely keeps me going and helps us to reach new people. Of course, you can always help us reach new people by telling family, friends, anyone that you think would benefit from the information that we're sharing, circling, wading in vibrationally, so to speak. anyone that you think would benefit, please share it. You never know who you're going to help. You never know what that butterfly effect will be, right? It's such a rewarding thing to help elevate anyone's consciousness or to help you bring relief to anyone's life who may be stuck in a rut. I can tell you I've done some cool things in my life, but nothing is more rewarding than having the experience of connecting with you guys, sharing, and being any benefit in your life. So thank you for the opportunity. All right, this review, first review by VWVVVVWWW. This individual said, such refreshing individual interviews and reminders that we do have a say in the way that we face the world. Thanks for bringing beautiful perspectives and keeping positive thoughts present. Oh, well, thank you for reviewing VWVVVWWW. I appreciate you and you taking the time to give me some feedback. Next review is by Kadeva 3. The title is Brandon Sink Beecham. Brandon, you are synchronicity. So your new nickname is Sink. At least that's what I'm going to call you. You always catch us positive heads at the right time. I was just sitting around wallowing about the past, picked up my phone, and number 437 was downloading. You gave us so many good nuggets, I had no choice but stop, change my vibration, and listen to it again. I am glad that the universe has connected me to you via this podcast. Know that you blessed my life, and I love others every moment of every day. Oh, well, thank you so much, Kadeva 3, for my new nickname. Maybe that will be, you know, I've went to Burning Man what, 7 times now. And people have, you know, their playa names, burner names, all kinds of cool, creative names that people come up with. And I've had a few, you know, that have been given to me or mentioned or that I've come up with sporadically. And I kind of made it my thing just to sort of make up something new on the spot when someone asks me. I'll most of the time say Brandon, but I've never had one that's really stuck. So I'll have to work sync into the mix and see how that one feels. But that's, you know, what's great about synchronicity. It's the reason there's so much of it in my life is because I give so much attention to it. And of course, where attention goes, energy flows, right? So we all can cultivate that synchronicity. And speaking of synchronicity and the idea surrounding synchronicity, here's a great example. In real time, a synchronicity about this post in synchronicity. I just recorded with had sent Daniel Benor the links to the latest interview with him. And he said, you know, thanks for what you're doing. You're a great interviewer. By the way, I've been collecting synchronicities for 20 plus years, slowly in my spare time, writing a book on this. A step further is to move into manifestations, which are synchronicities that we invite into our lives. It's possible to develop these systematically so they occur more often. Blessings, Dan. So there's a synchronicity that I just about synchronicity that ties into this post that I just received as feedback from Daniel. What great insight, right? A step further from synchronicity is to move into manifestation, and it's possible to develop these systematically so they occur more often. So I love that. I love that idea. I love the idea that manifestation is the next stage of synchronicity, which we're all learning how to do here, right? We're all getting this manifestation thing down as we understand the rules of the game in which we find ourselves, how the ultimate nature of reality really functions, how it works, how we work within it, and how we can create not only more synchronicity, but manifest what it is we want to see more of in our movie, our private movie that is our life, where we're the lead director, actor, actress in our own. In our own cinematic drama that is playing out on the stage called Spaceship Earth, right? So, yeah, that was pretty cool. I like the synchronicity pertaining to synchronicity. All right, moving right along. So today I'm going to take a question from a listener. And this person asked to remain anonymous. They said, how do you discern being judgmental versus pure intention? Particularly in the dating world, everyone has their characteristic list of their quote unquote ideal mate and the quote unquote feeling of chemistry love that they hope to receive at some point. But what if you meet a person that is not an ideal mate yet delivers the chemistry love feeling you always hope for? If the man came in the dream package and then in parentheses, college graduate, two parent home, climbing the corporate ladder, I know I wouldn't question the chemistry or his intentions, but because he is the polar opposite of the dream package I expected, I wonder if I'm being judgmental of his journey or my spidey senses are keeping me from an epic fail. I can be quite the overthinker, so I'm just trying to figure out why the universe is delivering this particularly confusing yet kind of exciting situation to me. LOL. What a great question, right? And I have to agree, you know, what my instinct is right away is your expectations are being challenged, right? We get these judgments of the dream package. Here's what makes the ideal person that will deliver the chemistry love feeling, right? In this person's case, a college graduate, they have a two-parent home, they're on the corporate ladder. These are the things that come along with the chemistry and love feeling that the person is hoping, the connection that this person hoped to experience, right? This is a story they've told. And now what's happening, the universe is saying, how about here's that chemistry and love. But the package isn't quite the same. And we've all heard, don't judge the book by its cover, right? And so what I would say is my instincts on this, and I'm no expert, but I'm of course going to give you my 2 cents. You asked for it. You'll usually get 5 cents, by the way. I think less that your spidey senses are keeping you from an epic fail is that you are being sort of challenged about your judgments. That's what it feels like. You know, you've decided that this is the only way the universe can deliver what it is you seek. And what we talk about all the time on this show is the universe can deliver what you seek in all kinds of ways, all kinds of forms. You know, I always say, quit with the exact details of what it is that you're seeking for. Get away so much for all the dirty details. Maybe dirty details isn't the best word. Clean details. Maybe they're clean and dirty. Who knows? Don't be so attached to the exact specifics, but the underlying experience that you want to have. Keep it more general with how would you feel with this mate? Not necessarily, they got to be 6 foot one with blue eyes and between this age, between 29 and 30. And, you know, when you start putting all these limitations on how the universe can deliver what you want and what it is that you seek, I don't believe we're doing ourselves any favor. Now, you can set intentions and say, I prefer this thing or I like this idea and I'm setting that intention, but then release that. You don't need it to show up in a particular way. So I have to lean more towards you are being shown that what it is that you seek, the underlying thing, right, is the feeling, the chemistry, the love, the connection. That's under, who really cares what someone's done? So many people make it, are impressive human beings who did not go to college. So many impressive, amazing people who did not come from a two-parent home. So many impressive, incredible, amazing people did not climb the corporate ladder. You know, I mean, it's not, that's an idea. That's certainly amazing. People can have that story, but why are you attached to that? And if you look to why you're attached to that, you'll probably find that it was put into your head at a very young age by maybe your parents or people around you or your culture or what have you. And that's just one way it can present itself. The universe is infinite in the way it can present amazing people. So if you're having that connection, honor that connection. That's what's the most important. Yes, listen to your intuition about someone. Certainly your spidey sense, if someone is telling you there's something wrong, that's something different. But these sort of superficial judgments of something being wrong, I would say get rid of them. You're outgrowing them, and this is an opportunity to throw them out. And by the way, do you notice, guys, she mentioned, and I'm assuming this is a female here from the way it was written, but this person mentioned that it can, this particularly confusing yet kind of exciting situation. So, you know, it's exciting, right? We like excitement. Isn't that part of what you want in your relationship? A lot of times people are attracted to, maybe that's why they say opposites attract and things like that, because we desire something that is maybe out of the box. In the box, and the norm, quote unquote, can get tiring. A little variety is nice. So broaden your horizons, I would say, and be open to this person. Certainly don't push them out because they didn't graduate from college, come from a two-parent home, or they're not climbing the corporate ladder. You know, I mean, there are other people who would say, wow, that's, you know, there's a judgment that is, you know, from another perspective, that you would prefer someone not climbing the corporate ladder, that's outside of the box. And once again, even that's a judgment. So forget all that. What is the person at their heart, their center, their what is the underlying energy that person resonates with, that you feel emanating from them, and that you feel as far as chemistry wise? And that's what's most important, I would say. So I hope that helps. Thank you, Anonymous, for the question. And, you know, speaking of relationships, and, you know, we've talked quite a bit about soulmates or breakups or being single or finding that partner. Someone else on the Facebook group posted a video that I checked out and I really liked. This was shared by Kindle in the Positive Heads Facebook group, which, by the way, if you're not on there, what are you doing? Why are you not on the Positive Heads Facebook group yet? How dare you? No, kidding. Yeah, that's I didn't mention that earlier. So that's a great place to leave questions or just mix it up with other listeners, and a lot of sharing, supporting, loving, loving going on there. And it's a wonderful place to connect with other listeners and so forth. So so this particular one by Kindle was shared, and it's Kyle Cease, who I mentioned earlier, who's a great teacher, comedian, very interesting guy, very insightful guy. And he's sharing on his YouTube page. It's called Breakup Single Soulmate. And he's talking about meditation and sort of some of his takeaways from meditation that I found very interesting and not too far removed from what we were just talking about. You know, we're talking about this relationship thing, and he goes into your relationship with self here in this particular short clip. Take a listen. Mm-hmm.
All right, it's day two of the new 100 days, which means it's day 71 of the year of Daily Insights. And I guess I want to start out by telling you that I just started again making full, you know, meditation top priority. And by doing that, it was maybe 3 hours after yesterday morning's meditation. I think combined with meditation was my intention. The fact that I know my connection to myself is number one. The fact that I know that there's going to be another hour of meditation and all this stuff. But it was probably 3 hours afterwards that I had an idea for a book that is so unbelievably exciting to me that I'm having a hard time not just immediately starting it. It just feels so obvious and so good and new and simple that I can't say what it is yet because I want to get it out on paper and have it be there. But it was yesterday that was the first day of like really creating an intention to go back to self-connection. Because before that, it's very easy to have created so much stuff in abundance that your outside world starts to get so good that again, you go, you can miss a little meditation here and there, and you stop making your connection to yourself your priority because everything else seems so good already. I'm sorry, I'm getting a notification that's interrupting me on my computer. So anyway, so yesterday I had this idea and immediately said yes to it, and I'm going to keep going and get this down on paper immediately. And I promise that's partly because I meditated. It's so funny how much at that time I could have very well been stressed by something in politics, something about what someone said about me or what people are saying on Facebook, and my mind would have been filled with just nothing. And most of us walk around all day with our mind full of things that are just things going on versus insights and ideas. And when you connect to yourself, you create a space where these insights and ideas can show up. And one thing that I realized too is a lot of people say, I meditate for 10 minutes and 20 minutes, and obviously that's way better than nothing. But most of my insights and ideas show up, most of the biggest transformations I have in my meditation have been showing up consistently around 47 to 48 minutes in. It's almost like there's a you that's egoic and wants to fix stuff and trying to get somewhere. So you start meditating and the first half an hour is like all these thoughts are coming out. Okay, what's that thought? And what am I? And you're like judging everything and you don't notice that you're doing that. So for the first half hour, you're sitting here in a fight with yourself and you don't even know it. You think, I got to get somewhere else. Okay, I don't even know how to meditate. I don't know what I'm doing. It's not working today. These are the thoughts that you have in the first half hour. So in the first half hour, it's just chaos. And if people are meditating for 10 to 20 minutes and stopping, they're stopping still in the chaotic state. It feels like around a half an hour that you start to realize, like, what am I trying to fix? Like, who's fighting? What am I arguing with, right? So at like 30 minutes to 45, it's like you're single. So like with yourself. So like the first half an hour is like a breakup with the egoic self. And you don't realize that that's not you. So when you think it's you, it's pulling apart. It feels really depressed. It feels sad because you're breaking up with yourself. When you sit here and connect to yourself, you'll feel this old you the first half an hour that you think is you going, what am I doing? I don't get this. This is crazy. So it's fighting. And then finally go, who's judging all of this? Who's calling this crazy? Who thinks I should be somewhere else? Why am I not okay with where I am? So after a half an hour, you start to see that, and now you're not in this fight with yourself. So it's like the egoic fight left. And then from 30 to 45, it's like you're single. So the first half hour, you broke up with yourself. Then the next 15 minutes, you're single. And then you start to feel your soulmate show up, where you that's in the alignment to be received. In other words, you've cleared all this out and now you're in this big open heart space. And like 45 minutes in, something new starts to come in. This is what my experience is. I know that everyone has something different, but something new starts to come in because you've made yourself so open and receptive for that to happen. So you let this pain fall off, then you're single where you're just staying there. Now, usually after a half an hour, you feel good enough that most people stop, but they just just left right before insights can show up, because it's almost always around 47 minutes that ideas and possibilities and all these things show up. And sometimes if you do at least an hour, those ideas will show up later in the day, but you'll be so receptive for them to show up because your mind isn't full of a bunch of crap. So after an hour, a lot of times the benefits of meditation show up after you do it. So if you go a full hour, it's like going to the gym for a full hour. It's resistance and strain there, but then the rest of your day you start to feel really good. Well, it's the same with meditation. The benefits of meditation show up much more after you're done that day. So some people go, it's not working, and they don't understand how many ways it's working that just don't fit the story of what you thought working would be. So for me, after an hour of meditation, I immediately, later in that day, boom, an idea for the most exciting thing, and I can feel myself changing and being receptive of that. So I just want you to know that's there and to have hope for yourself if, you know, the first half an hour feels painful, so you stop. Go back in it, go an hour, and maybe it'll seem like nothing happened that day, but that doesn't mean nothing happened. Nothing happened that you decided should have happened, and only your small you is the one that's deciding anything should happen. That's not you. That's the small you. That's the story of you. That's the belief that it should be a certain way. And one of the greatest things about meditation is that it starts to eliminate your expectations so that it's not this way, it's this way. And then you make yourself receptive to something more and more and more. So that's my day 2/day 71 of Year of Daily Insights. I'm really excited to get writing my book because it's so cool, and I'll tell you all about it once it's done and once we have, you know, once it's finished and once there's an announcement about it. So it showed up, and I want you also to know there's a total book in you. There's a video series in you. You're also a star. We're all stars, just most of us aren't trying to live it. And I really believe that we all have infinite potential for anything. And you are just as worthy of creating a book as any other author is. And the goal is just to allow yourself to be in the alignment where you're not in your old story all day and in a space of magic. So try meditating an hour a day and see what happens after a few weeks. See what happens after you clear out those old beliefs.
So yeah, I love his insight here. Meditation, making your connection to yourself a priority. You know, I think it was Osho that said everyone should meditate at least 15 minutes a day. Unless you're too busy, you should meditate 30, right? So what Kyle's saying here is I really like it. He talks about, you know, that first 30 minutes is like your breakup from your egoic self. You know, a lot of times we're walking around with our mind filled with nothing instead of insights and ideas. And he's saying, from his experience, these great insights and ideas, and he even had a great insight and idea for a new book from his meditation on this day, which this video was just posted, I think, yesterday. So it's pretty much brand new. So it'd be interesting to see what his book is, but it came from a deep meditation. And he is saying, hey, look, the first 30 minutes, you're really quieting the mind. You're really kind of breaking up from the egoic self. And then from 30 to 45 minutes, he's like, you become single. And then from 45 minutes on, it's like the soulmate comes in. This, of course, reminds me of a short poem quote by Rune Lazuli, who I've read a couple times on the show lately because I just like it so much. She said, how bewitching it is that moment when you realize you are your own twin flame, protector, soulmate, beloved, sacred spiral of hope, mantra of freedom, prophet, Buddha, spirit guide, divine counterpart, hero and healer. And this is really getting in touch with what? Your higher self, right? What he's talking about here. Your soulmate, your true soulmate, your higher self. And, you know, of course, a lot of times he's saying, look, the benefits aren't going to show up immediately. In his case, he got, you know, between, he said, what, like 47 and 47 minutes, he gets these sort of aha moments for him. That's his story. That's what's happening with him. You know, a lot of times the benefits may show up later. Of course, letting go of what you think should happen is super important. You know, I love how he kind of concludes it with, look, you're all stars. We're all stars. And most people just aren't trying to live it. They're just, you're just as worthy as I am of having, you know, the success on the show, or he is for having the success that he has. We're all the same. We are the one. You are the one. And so whatever you see in him, whatever you see in me, whatever you see in someone else is a reflection that you're calling in. And if it's close to you, if you're resonating with it, that means it's a close reflection. And that's a beautiful indicator that you're on the path to uncovering your own inner star that you are, and connecting with your higher self. There is no more powerful way to do it than, I know this clip really motivated me to take my meditation practice further, farther. You know, most of the time I meditate for like 15 minutes or so. So it really motivates me personally to take it to the next, next level. And what he's saying is going to happen is you get in a space of magic when you do this. And simultaneously, you're getting out of your old story. So I loved this clip. I loved the question. It was all good. It's all beautiful. What a lovely day to get to share and connect with you all. I have to pinch myself. Life is so beautiful. I do have a track to leave you with since we are out of imaginary time. The good news is there's plenty more where that came from. So I will be back. And in the meantime, I hope you enjoy this track. As you learn to fall deeper in love with yourself, this song is called Fall in Love. It's by Singularis. Hope you enjoy. Thank you.